Well, it's day one of the 93rd National Ploughing Championships here in Rathenisca, and unlike last year, conditions are dry. It's a bit foggy at the moment, but hopefully sunny later, and that's expected to last for the week. On the ground, it's already busy here with some of the 2,363 staff, stewards and volunteers milling around in their high-vis jackets, preparing for the tens of thousands of punters who'll start streaming in here on the site in just over an hour's time. Now, with the budget around the corner and the whiff of a general election in the air, there will be a political edge to proceedings here over the next 3 days, and part of that conversation will be the lot of farmers. It's been a tough year, wet weather, rising costs and plummeting incomes. We'll hear from Minister Charlie McConnellogue in a few moments, but first, our reporter Kate Farley met with farmers yesterday to get their take on farming.
I'd rather be feeding this in the spring to the cows as they're freshly calved and you produce more milk, but it's a case of having that at the minute.
On a sunny day in mid-September, dairy farmer Jack Keenan is doing something he hoped he wouldn't have to do at this time of year.
We're feeding our winter supplies of silage as we speak, because we've no grass, and if we've no feed for the cows at the minute, we'd have no milk, and in return we'd have no money. So we have to sort of feed our winter feed now and just try stretch grass along.
The combination of a wet spring and a dry summer has resulted in a shortage of grass on his land in Aucrum County Wicklow, and it's having an impact on production costs.
We're getting 48, close to 50 cent a litre at the minute. We'd like a little bit more, but our production costs, when they're on silage and not on grass, you could put another 6 cent a litre onto that. Like, and if you have to feed them extra concentrates in the milking parlour, that's another cent or 2 a litre. And it all adds up. Like, you're squeezing the fine, fine margins.
For Jack, who is also the dairy chair of the Wicklow branch of the Irish Farmers Association, this is one of many challenges facing the industry. Challenges he would like to see addressed by politicians at this year's National Ploughing Championships.
It comes up, the ploughing, every year, unfortunately, for the last probably 4 or 5 years, uncertainty around agriculture. Like, my big focus with politicians at the minute is trying to retain nitrates derogation. Like, if nitrates derogation isn't renewed in January 26, we're looking at a reduction in cow numbers here on this farm, and that's a knock-on effect onto all of our pockets.
This is probably one of the best days we've had now for a number of weeks.
40 minutes away, just outside Newtown Mount Kennedy, tillage farmer Tom Short is sounding a more positive note.
Well, we've just started harvesting protein beans.
After what started out as a challenging year.
As a tillage farmer, you know, we've been through the wars for the last 12 months, but things have come good for us. We'd sowed crops very, very late this spring, but in fairness, the yields have been very good, but also the quality has been excellent. So it certainly wasn't forecast, so it is a good surprise.
However, while he's no doubt pleased with this year's crop, he's still concerned about the future of farming in Ireland, particularly its ability to withstand what he calls increasing regulation.
The amount of regulation that has been thrown at farmers, you know, I think they have to acknowledge that farmers are doing their bit. They're doing more than their fair share. But as soon as we get to a level, the bar just keeps moving upwards and upwards and upwards. From a tillage point of view, it's the loss of chemicals. You know, this is a damp climate that we're trying to grow crops in. We have to have the chemistry. And just taking away a chemical or a product off the market, let it be a pesticide or a herbicide, without a replacement, you know, that leaves it very difficult for us guys to keep going and doing what we're doing.
The timing of the ploughing this year for the three government parties and for the opposition is very key.
Amy Ford is the news editor at the Farmers Journal.
Obviously, we don't know when the election will be. There's talk of November, there's talk now of February, and they'll be wanting to put their best put forward, and I suppose to schmooze farmers in one way.
So what then are the big questions, the big concerns they're likely to hear from farmers?
Yeah, so fodder is a big issue on farms at the moment. I suppose, look, it's not been a very good summer in terms of grass growth on farms, and that's really coming home to roost at the minute. On the nitrates derogation, Commission officials are to visit Ireland this month to discuss the future of our derogation, really, and there'll be, a big effort going in by farm organisations, co-ops, merchants and meat and dairy industry to put the best foot forward, for those bodies to retain the derogation. And then obviously the budget is the big one. The Taoiseach, Simon Harris, has said that he's looking to radically reform inheritance and succession. So that brings with it a whole host of questions. Does that see the levels raised or the thresholds raised for what you could qualify for certain taxes? Does that mean he'd be open to a farm retirement scheme? So questions like that will all be on farmers' lips this week.